We are back. You're listening to Floor Radio. John Simonson's with us this morning from WebStream Dynamics. He's our expert in digital things. And John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I can't complain. Everything's fine. I've got a bunch of questions I want to ask you. Number one, business directories. Everybody's aware of these, and I don't know how many there are. Maybe you do, but Yelp, Angie's List, YP, a bunch of others. I can't even name them all. It seems to me it's a good idea for independent retailers to be involved with these, maybe as many as possible. What are your thoughts on it? Is this a good place for retailers to be?
Absolutely. It's probably one of the areas that's least known by retailers until somebody leaves a bad review, because a lot of them do business directories allow for reviews. And so it's really important today for all businesses to make sure that the information is updated on the business directories, such as YP.com, Yelp, City Search. I mean, you go on and on, Google Plus Local, and many others, in same time to follow them to make sure, you know, your reputation is not being jeopardized because of people leaving bad reviews and you didn't respond and you didn't get anybody else leaving good reviews. So it's an ongoing process that needs to be monitored and watched at all times.
Now, if somebody's listening to this, hey, that's a great idea, I need to get involved, is there a list? Can you Google, you know, directories and get a whole list of these organizations?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. They're pretty well known out there and everything, but probably, you know, I would focus mainly on the really big ones, you know, the Google Plus Local, and probably the other one, the most seen is Yelp.com, Yelp.com, which is really grown over the years. Mohawk recently put together a promotion for Mohawk-aligned dealers on Yelp, so I got involved with some of the dealers in handling their Yelp accounts and helping them to update the accounts and go through and make changes. Some are actually doing pay-per-click advertising on Yelp. So Yelp's become one of those that's really getting visible online, as well as the Google Plus Local.
How about Angie's List? Is that a good one?
Angie's List, you know, is kind of, it's still out there, yes, and invisible, but I don't think it has the impact it did at one point. They've gone through a lot of changes. I mean, at one point you had to pay just to be a customer to go on there, and then, you know, they reduced that, and now I don't even think you have to pay. I'm not even sure anymore. I haven't worked with Angie's List in a while. Couple of the major mills had programs with Angie's List and then pulled them, you know, stopped using them. So, you know, it's just something where I think there's better opportunities that are based on, you know, the visibility of the directories today. But, you know, how many people are using them? Because obviously if there aren't many people using them, they don't even know they exist.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm talking about mobile as well as, you know, on the desktop, because a lot of that's done on mobile with mobile apps.
I guess. Now, I guess the idea here is a retailer would get on Yelp or any of these others because consumers looking for flooring are going to go there, and these are going to direct that lead to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, what you want to look at is think about the process. You know, when you start the buying process, you start by exploring your options. You really don't know flooring. You don't know carpet. You may have some recommendations. You don't know the brands. And your neighbors or friends or whatever, social media friends may say, hey, look at this or look at that. And you start exploring. And a lot of that exploring, too, ends up with places like House, HOUZZ.com. House is a great place where when you're just initially exploring your options. Down the road, later on, as you get further into it, you're probably going to be looking at the flooring brands, right at the carpet manufacturers or hardwood manufacturers, laminate, whatever. And so you're looking at the brands, and you're starting to get more and more ideas, and eventually decide, hey, I'm going to go to some stores. I want to look at some stores, touch and feel the product. And that's where the business directory like Yelp.com or, you know, Google Plus Local, but in this case, we'll use Yelp, Yelp.com will becomes very important, because somebody going on Yelp as a consumer is not there just to, you know, I'm not looking to browse flooring collections or looking for, you know, cameras or T-shirts or, you know, whatever. I'm not here to buy online or just to browse. You are seriously looking for stores that you want to go view. So you're going to look at the reviews, you're going to look at the address, you can see their store hours, everything. You may not find them from their website right away, but you may find them on the business directory in something like Yelp. And then, you know, one that I read recently was that 87% of the people that go on Yelp within a week visit those stores. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Now, would the rationale for any given retailer be, the you know, more the merrier, or at least get on as many of these as possible?
Well, a lot of times you're already on them because they've scraped different business directories. I'm talking about the business directories. There's different places where even a business directory can tap to get all the listings that they want to start a business directory. Okay, and so there's some databases where this information, you know, has been put online, that if you're a member of it, you can access it and pay a fee to get updates on it and everything. So a lot of that gets populated, let's say, to the business directory that way. So you want to make sure you can go in and claim your business directory listing or listings, and then once you claim it, you can update it and make sure the information's right. Because a lot of times, you know, they also have categories. So, you know, different types of businesses fall under different categories. And so, you know, carpet and flooring stores, it's not necessarily that category when you first go there. It may be something else. I mean, it could be construction. And you're like, whoa, I'm not in construction. I'm in, you know, carpet and flooring or carpet rug dealer, whatever the category is. So by adding that, you can make sure you're in the right categories, get your phone number right, get your web address right, get your store hours right, get the map correct to your store and everything by claiming them. And there's usually a way to claim these free without paying. You just got to look around to find how to, you know, because sometimes they don't make it real obvious. But once you find it, yes, you can go in and claim it. Make sure you write down your username, which is usually your email address, and your passwords, you don't forget, so you can go back in and edit it.
This will complete the first part of a two-part series featuring John Simonson, the president of WebStream Dynamics. We'll post the second part of this series this coming Thursday. This is Loradio.